How do we get inspiration for our artwork? Where does inspiration come from? This is an issue a lot of the students I work with have. They have the materials, they have the ability, they have the time and the space, but they don't have the ideas. They don't know what to do next. So, in this episode of Art School Thinking, I'm going to talk about just one strategy that can give us inspiration and motivation to make artwork, and that is to work with a theme.
Hi, and welcome to Art School Thinking Podcast with me, Tracy Eastham, founder of Art School by Subscription. I believe that anyone can transform their artwork by using some established art school strategies and ideas that have creative experimentation and risk-taking at their heart. I want you to be invigorated, encouraged, and inspired to create a sustainable art practice. So, let's begin.
So, like I said, knowing what to do with your art is a very common problem, and it can hit you no matter what stage of your art career you are at, whether you are a complete beginner or a mid-career artist, or whether you are a well-established artist. We can all hit those moments when we think, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do next. So when we're a complete beginner artist, this is the most obvious time to not really know what to do because we don't know what we're doing generally. When we get on a roll with things, we get better, we start to develop our creative voice. That's when we really feel like our creative cup is flowing and we have ability, a growing amount of ability, and we have ideas. Sometimes it can feel like we have too many ideas, and we could be doing this or we could be doing this or that, and we might have several projects on the go. But at times we can get to the end of those projects and we don't know what we're going to do next. That's a very normal process to go through as an artist. You know, we have shifts in our practice, we have rises and falls. I myself have gone through different phases as an artist. So I started off, you know, doing these massive, great, big abstract paintings, and then I went to doing these much smaller and more conceptual collage work, and then recently I've been doing paper cut silhouettes, and I've also been doing some gestural landscape painting as well. In between each of those phases, I had stuck moments. I was stuck with my art. I didn't really know what I was going to do next. So it can happen to, you know, like me, these mid-career artists, but of course it can happen with really well-established artists as well. There's loads of ways to get around lack of inspiration in our artwork. I'm just going to talk about that one today, which is to work from a theme. And so that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about what it means and how to do it. So working from a theme is a bit like working from an idea or a concept, except, you know, I think the difference is that with a theme, it can be a bit more broader in terms of the subject matter. So the a theme can be something which can encapsulate lots of different subject matter. So it's very flexible to work with a theme. Whereas maybe if we're working with a specific idea or concept, it's a bit more specific and it's directing us a little bit more. An idea or a concept has a big part of it is that, like, the language and the narrative that we use to explain it. And ideas and concepts tend to be more questioning in nature as well. So we might have an idea or a concept that we're challenging or questioning. Whereas, like I said, a theme is more broad, it's more flexible, it's more often, sometimes a bit more generic, and you can take it in lots of different ways. As long as there's a link, you know, but it, you know, the link that you choose to your theme can be quite subjective. There are a limitless amount of themes out there that you could take inspiration from, and in the art world, certain themes rise and fall in popularity depending on the current zeitgeist. And if you don't know what that word means, it's a lovely word to say and to use. It basically means the defining spirit or mood of a particular time. So we might be living in a particular zeitgeist where we have, as a society, we have particular interests and drives and morals maybe. If you think back to the lockdown, for example, that was a very unique zeitgeist, and it drove, it led people's opinions and behaviours and attitudes about certain things. So a zeitgeist is like, it's quite hard to define actually, but it's like a defining spirit, a generalised spirit or mood of a particular society in a particular time. So we have popular and not so popular themes in art depending on the zeitgeist that we're in at the time. However, there are some common and very timeless themes in art. So here are some suggestions for you. Ruins, biology, reflections, childhood, domestic life, the seasons, dreams, and portraiture. Some of these things, like portraiture, for example, also represent a like a method or a strategy or a subject matter, but they can also be themes as well. So, for example, we can have a theme of portraiture without doing traditional portraiture. We might, for example, want to represent the spirit of a person without painting their face, you know. So portraiture is an example of something which can be a theme and a subject matter at the same time. But those are some examples of what themes are can be and what you could use in your artwork. But how do we do it? How do we use themes to give us inspiration? Well, simply exposing yourself to themes can be enough. So me simply reading out that list might have been inspirational for you. There might have been one particular theme that suddenly sparked a bit of a an idea in your brain. You thought, oh, that makes me think of this, and oh, and maybe I could do that. So even just engaging with and listening to themes as single words can be enough. But if that's not enough, let me take you through a good process. So we need to pick a theme to start with. So I know there's loads out there, and if one pops out at you, then great. If one doesn't, then maybe ask someone to just select one for you, or just pick one at random, but pick a theme which stands out for you in one way or another. And start by just mulling it around in your head. So simply think about it. Think about the word. Think about what it means to you. Think about what you link it to. So what else does it make you think about? So for example, you might think of the word biology, and you could take that in any number of ways. You might think about cell structure and those sort of scientific diagrams that you get from science books about what a cell looks like and all the different parts of a cell. So mull the theme around in your head and just go have a bit of a thinking exercise. What does it make you think about? What does it mean to you? Do you feel positive about it? Do you feel negative about it, or any other emotion? And start to write down your thoughts. So with a pen and paper or on your phone, write down what that word makes you think about. Think about the words that it makes you think about, and also write down the images that it makes you think about. Now, chances are just going through that exercise alone gives you ideas for potential artworks already. But we can go on to the next stage, which is to do some more active research. So that means typing in the keywords into Google to find images, other artists, and associated ideas. So, we've got the theme word itself. So say if we were sticking with biology, we could type in biology and art into Google. But we might have come up with some associated keywords when we went through our thinking exercise. So maybe, I thought about cell structure. So I'll type in cell structure and art, or abstract art and cell structure, or something like that. Do a few Google searches. Scroll through the images category. Type in your keywords and artist, or contemporary artist, or painter, or drawer, and just see what pops up. Write down anything that comes up that you find particularly interesting. Copy and paste any images that you see into a Word document and save it for later. And what you'll find is that when we're exposed to a range of images and ideas, one thing very quickly leads to another. So go through this exercise with quite an open mind and wait for something to pop out at you, or a few things to pop out of you. Of course, as well as internet research, we can go to our local library or our home library for anything associated with this theme. We all have a selection of books at home, so have a little flick through any picture books you've got and see what's in there that appeals to you. It might also help to talk about the theme with someone, and that could be someone that you live with, or it could be a fellow artist. They don't need to be any sort of expert in art, but just talk about this theme with them. What does it make them think about? They're coming at it from a completely different perspective, which is interesting and unique. So that's the research phase, basically. So we should now have a theme in our head that we've decided about. We've got some images, some source images to work from that would have come from our research. And also, because of the artists that we were looking at and images of other people's artworks that we've been seeing, we've got an idea of what materials and strategies we can use to experiment with this theme. So as I was searching, for example, abstract cell art, painting artist or something, I might have seen that someone's been using a Sharpie pen outliner on their abstract paintings, and I'm like, okay, I really want to combine Sharpie pens and acrylic painting, So chances are that in your research you've come across strategies and methods which have been inspiring to you. The next step is basically to make some artwork, and to remember that we're working with a new theme here. We're possibly working with a new strategy, possibly even working with a new set of materials here. The first couple of artworks that we make are probably not going to be amazing, because we're on a new journey here. We're working with a new theme. We're experimenting. This is a process. We need to be able to open ourselves up for that. We need to be able to make mistakes and not reject them immediately, but instead to reflect on them and to think, okay, what about that did I like? What about that did I not like? What am I going to take forwards? What am I going to leave behind? So see it as a creative process. Welcome sketchwork, unfinished pieces, and creative so-called failures. They all lead to creative development and learning in the end. I had a student artist who, whenever a drawing started to go wrong, he just immediately scrunched it up and threw it away. And I said, you've got to stop doing that, because you're missing out on a huge learning opportunity. If you one, carry on with artworks that feel like they're going wrong. You don't know what's going to happen. Often they turn out a lot better than you think they will. And two, you can't learn from it if you can't sit back, look at it and think, what went wrong with that? Why did it go wrong? What can I do differently next time? So he was just making the same mistake over and over and over and over again because he kept on destroying these failed artworks. So yeah, this stage that we're in now is to make some artwork based on your research and embrace the mistakes, see it as a creative process. So I've got a list of other themes that you could work from, and just as I'm reading them out, I'll read them out quite slowly. Think about the images that pop up in your head when I say the words. Think about what the words make you think of. Do they make you think of other things? Do they make you think of unexpected connections? Is there a particular theme that really stands out to you? In which case you might want to incorporate it into some artwork. So here they are. War. Mythology. Displacement or diaspora. Identity. Industrial progress. Outer space. The subconscious. Romance. Protest. Power. Beauty. Obviously, there are a limitless amount of themes, but those are some, from my own experiences anyway, that are quite common themes in creative practice. I'd love to hear it if you like working with themes, so get in touch if there are some common themes that you see in art or that you work with in art. And I really hope that's been useful today, and I really hope it gives you some inspiration, and I will see you in the next podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you want more help and support to invigorate your artwork, I have developed an online art school which you can access for a low monthly subscription. We have a growing community of artists, and I would love you to join us. So head over to artschoolbysubscription.com to find out more.